What I'd like us to look at is a chapter from the very beginning of Venerable Geshe-la's book, How to Understand the Mind, which is called The Gross, Subtle, and Very Subtle Minds. So a few years ago, Venerable Geshe-la reworked or revised this book, and he changed some of the things around, and he edited some things out, and he added some things in, including a few quite brief chapters at the beginning of the text. What is the mind? How the mind is able to move? The gross, subtle, and very subtle minds. And it's possible that we might quickly skip over those passages, thinking, oh yeah, I know that. I know what the mind is. I've, you know, clarity cognizes, we've done that. Empty like space, formless continuum. How does the mind move? Yep, I've heard about the energy winds. The gross, subtle, very subtle mind. Possibly, like if you've never heard this before, it's like, oh, what is all this? But for many of people tuning in, we've heard these terms a lot. And so we can easily skip over them. But when Venerable Geshe-la makes a change to one of his texts, we should pay particularly close attention. You know, Venerable Geshe-la's books generally are teachings he's given, often, usually publicly, that are then transcribed, collated together, edited, pored over with great care and attention, and finally produced as a text and released to the wild, as it were. And Venerable Geshe-la watches us to see if we are finding the meaning, if we are being transformed by these words. And over time, we'll often make minor adjustments here and there. So whenever Venerable Geshe-la has taken the time to make a change, we should pay particularly close attention. So here, this chapter, The Gross, Subtle, and Very Subtle Minds. Personally, I find these few pages incredibly impactful. From one point of view, as I said, it's not, Geshe's not telling us something he hasn't told us before. It's not like he's introducing finally the missing ingredient. Geshe's been telling us how to get enlightened for decades. But what he's found is ways of saying things that just hit. You know, so the way Geshe-la phrases things in these few pages, the points that he is making so explicitly, it's so arresting, it's so powerful, it's so confronting, because Venerable Geshe-la is putting the truth in front of us and forcing us to look at truth. Anyway, so we'll see how we go. If you're very new to this, then I'm sorry if some of this seems a bit like, whoa, what is going on? Because it will, and it should feel the polar opposite of everything we've believed and thought, not in terms of goodness and so forth, but in terms of how the world is. Reality is not the way we think it is. So let's see how we go. So, the gross, subtle, and very subtle minds. From the point of view of its different levels, the mind is divided into three: gross, subtle, and very subtle. The gross mind. During our waking life, we normally use gross minds, such as our eye awareness, through which we can see things, ear awareness, through which we can hear sounds, nose awareness, through which we can smell, tongue awareness, through which we can taste, body awareness, through which we can experience tactile objects, and mental awareness, through which we strongly think I and mine. These awarenesses are gross minds, because they are relatively easy to recognize. Without these awarenesses, we cannot communicate with others, and we cannot perform our daily activities. So Venerable Geshe-la has described our daily minds, our gross minds, our waking minds, the minds that we're using all the time, the minds that we're using right now. You know, my intentions to speak, and your listening and paying attention, your seeing and so forth. These are the minds that we use. They're easy to recognize. Like, are you hearing this? Yep, I'm hearing this. Easy to recognize. However, these awarenesses are mistaken awarenesses. They perceive inherently existent objects which do not exist. and therefore they cause us to experience suffering. For example, when our mental awareness thinks I or me, through perceiving either our body or mind, we mistakenly perceive our body or mind to be ourself. This is a hallucination, and because of this, when our body is sick, we think I am sick. When our body is old, we think I am old. And when our mind experiences suffering or pain, we think I am suffering or I am in pain. Because of this hallucination, we experience suffering and problems throughout our life and in life after life without end. This is our normal painful situation. Understanding this, we should develop renunciation, the sincere wish to liberate ourselves permanently from this hallucination by realizing the true nature of things, the emptiness of all phenomena. So how mind-blowingly radical is this? Sickness, aging, suffering, pain, hallucinations. Sickness is a hallucination. Aging is a hallucination. Suffering is a hallucination. Pain is a hallucination. These things do not exist. They appear, but they do not truly exist. But we believe in these hallucinations. This is our normal painful situation. We are living in a world of illusion, buying into these illusions.